Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. What a mighty God you are. What a faithful friend you are. Faithful in all your ways. Holy in all your ways. We agree with your plan, God. We desire your perfect will in our lives. We know you have a permissive will. But, Lord, we don't want our way. We want your way. Your way. Your way is everlasting. Our way your way is everlasting, oh God. You are the everlasting. You are the God who never leaves us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning.
My God.
Oh God, we thank you this morning that you are mighty, mighty in the earth realm. You are moving
Lord. Yes.
Oh God. You are with every family, oh God. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You are a faithful friend. And, Lord, we thank you that we have faith and trust in you. Your word.
Hallelujah.
The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Lift it up, King. King of kings. Lord of lords. Your name. We praise your name. We honor you today.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory, glory, glory to your name.
Yes.
Glory, glory to your name. We honor you
Lord.
As King. We honor you as Lord. We honor you
My
as
God.
Shepherd of the shepherds.
Everything.
We highly lift up our King.
Everything.
Glory, glory to your name. Holy, holy Christ.
My God.
Mighty are you, oh God. Mighty in the heavens. Mighty in the earth.
Oh, yeah.
God,
yes.
You are awesome in all your ways. Holy in all your ways. You are faithful.
Glory.
One who forgives us of our sins, who forgive us of our iniquities, our abominations. You forgive us time. We come to you. You don't have a limit on forgiveness like we do.
My God.
We're 70 times 7. Forgive. You don't hold it against nobody who's done things against you. Forgive them quickly. In the name
Mighty
of
God.
Jesus. You said if we don't forgive, you're going to forgive us. And truly, we need your forgiveness, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in us. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. We serve the call. Good morning to welcome to Bible Story Lane. We are so grateful that you joined us this morning on this beautiful Saturday morning. Waking up early. Some of you got up early this morning to get on. So we are grateful that you joined us this morning. We are thankful that you know the Most High God. But most of all, we are thankful that He knows you. Hallelujah. He knows you. Even though the number of upon your head. He knows you so much. He thinks about you more than the grains of sand. What a great God we have. We are able to serve the Most High God. Some people are still serving false gods. But I thank God that we are able to serve the Most High, the true and living God. And if He had your side on my side, my God, we'd be alive today.
Well,
we're here to tell the testimony of the great God is in our lives. And He is doing wonderful things in all of our lives. Wonderful things.
Yes.
He consistently does wonderful things. He loads us up every day with benefits. You know the benefits of life and health and strength.
Glory.
He is the healer. You need a healing. He's the mighty I am. Ain't nothing He can't do.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nothing He can't do. And He's always on time. Don't you worry. He's not late. He chooses the time we choose. He don't get to choose. He chooses. He's almighty. He's the creator. Oh, yeah. He created you. He created you and me. He created everything. And don't you know He gave us a garden to live in? Now, how we live up to us. We got to choose the righteous way. There's a path. Yeah, there's a narrow path, and then there's a wide, wide path, wider than you know. Yeah, the devil is on that path, that wide path, but God is on the straight and narrow. Don't you dare take your eyes off the King of Kings. Don't you dare look left or the right, but keep your eyes focused on the King of Kings. Well, we are so glad you joined us this morning. It is Senior Day on Bible Storyland this morning, and we are thankful that God chose you to wake you up this morning. And Father, we lift the people, or their families, of the ones who didn't wake up this morning, whether
My
it was
God.
The coronavirus or something else that took them out of this earth realm. But, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, for comfort and strength for the families, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you to be with every family this morning in the time of
judgment.
Touch them like never before. And we are honored that you, the Most High God, you don't leave us. Hallelujah. You don't leave us. Even when we leave this earthly body, you don't leave us. Yeah, we're going to go back to the dust of the earth. But, Lord, you don't leave you don't leave us. You don't leave us. What a mighty God you are. You are mighty in the heavens, mighty in the earth.
Hallelujah.
By your spirit. You are in our house. You are in our temple. That's where you reside. And we are thank you for Holy Spirit that lead and guide us. We are thankful for Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. Jesus is the last Father that we need. Jesus. It's Jesus morning. Jesus in the afternoon. Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. We honor the King of Kings this morning. Jesus is Lord. This morning. So we thank God this morning for all that he's doing. We thank God for the mighty God that he is. He is mighty.
Mighty
doesn't even describe how great our God is. So this morning, I thank God we have Glory Dean Charlo on with us this morning. She's from New Orleans. She's going to play a song of praise, and then after our scripture, we have Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play some praise music. So I thank God that today we're honoring the seniors, you know, the ones who've been on the path a long time, the ones, some of them whose hair is gray right now, and they've been through many, many, many experiences in life. And the ones who know that God is never forsaken, that know that what a friend they have in Jesus, what a friend we have in Jesus, and what a friend we can have with him. They know that of his amazing grace. They know how amazing grace is. They know that his mercy is everlasting because he's never left. He's never forsaken them. Well, we say good morning to Glory Dean Charlo this morning. How are you, Glory Dean?
Oh, fine. I just thank God. I was just thanking the Lord for his precious blood. Praise God.
Amen.
And I know he's going to bring us of this because God is on the throne of grace and mercy.
Amen.
This day, I thank God for you, Sister Carita. Thank God for you for this program. You know, that you're having, bringing forth to senior citizens and, you know, intentionally blessing the senior citizens as well as the children of the probes. And we thank God for you, and I thank God for this day.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. So what are you going to play this morning?
Well, I was thinking of, you were naming some of the songs while you were talking, and I had this little light of mine, but I was thinking of this other song. I think it's What a Fellowship, you know.
Okay, whatever the Lord say.
I thank God for that song. What a
Amen, but, amen.
I have to sort of look it up, and I didn't want to.
No.
Anything, you know?
No, no, just play whatever God gave you to play, whatever you told me.
I think I'll just do, this is a light of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
Amen, amen.
And, what a fellowship just sounds so good for, for this morning. But anyway, I'll just go on and do this little light of mine. And we're going to still fellowship together with this light of mine.
Amen,
we
amen.
We can all sing that song. We can all sing that. And we say, hide it under a bushel? No. We're going to this little light shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So this is an old song and everybody knows it. Praise
amen.
God. So I'll just do that.
Praise amen.
God.
Mm-hmm.
That light shine all over the world today.
Thank you.
What a friend
praise
we have.
Lord, praise the Lord.
Beautiful, mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful. Thank God for this yeah. little light of mine, and we definitely have a friend in Jesus. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He's an amazing God. An amazing God, and he loves you
Hallelujah.
And loves Jesus so much. So I thank God for each of you. You know, it's Senior Citizens Day. We are honoring the seniors today. You know, senior citizens have been through much, 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 much. But I thank God that we're still on the battlefield. We can still call on his name. We can still praise the Lord. We are, oh, my God. If it had not
Hallelujah.
Been for the Lord, aside, all of these
Hallelujah.
Years, all of these years, my God, we don't know where we would be. So we are thanking the Lord this morning. Let's give him exuberant praise. We have Pastor Donna on with us this morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. We are grateful that she joined us this morning, and we are grateful for each one of you that joined us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. Doing great. Doing great. God is so good. Doing great. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Well, is it chilly in Paducah this morning?
It's 63 degrees.
Oh, that's
63.
A good temperature.
It is.
Yes.
It is. Yes, ma'am.
All right. What are you going to sing this morning?
Well, you just mentioned if it has not been for the Lord on our side, so that's what I'm going to sing.
Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He left the sunshine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd be battered by the storm. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his arms when he knew I'd be battered by the storm. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be?
Amen, amen. That is
the Lord.
We don't know where we'd be if it had not been for God on our side. You know, I thank God that he's on our side and he allows us to be on his side, but we can choose. He allows us to choose. So I thank God that we can choose to be on his side as well. Many people choose not to be on his side, but we got to pray for them that they'll get a revelation that if it had not been for the Lord on their side, they wouldn't even be here right now. So I thank God we let our little light shine. Oh, yeah, we definitely have a friend in Jesus. And if it had not been for God on our side, oh, my God, I don't even want to. I'm so grateful. side. So we thank God this morning. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. You know, I tell you, it's nothing like family. She is the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins, so I thank God for them. Good morning, Jackie Travis. How are you this morning? She works with senior citizens, and she may be working, but she'll come.
Good morning, Sister Ruth.
Good morning. How you doing, Jackie?
The best I can, darling. And listen, are you still on the phone?
Say that again.
Are you still on the phone? Aunt Liz.
Oh, Donna, you're talking to your cousin. We can't hear you. The dog is barking. The dog is barking louder than you talking.
Aunt Liz, are you on the phone? Is there, you want to sing or something? I don't want to sing this anymore.
Okay.
The Lord, we're going to sing Walk With Me, Lord.
Walk with me,
Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me, Lord, that I'm under. He deserves it. I want Jesus to walk with me. Hold my hand, Lord. Keep hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord. Oh, while I'm holding, he deserves it. I want Jesus to hold my hand, be my friend, Lord. Be my friend, Lord. Please be my friend, Lord, while I'm on this, he deserves it. I want Jesus to be my friend, walk with my mother, please walk with me. Walk with my mother. Please walk with me, Lord, all along this. He deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
I need Jesus to walk with me and guide my feet, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Please guide my feet. Guide my feet, Lord. Please guide my feet. Oh, all along this, he deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
I want Jesus to guide my feet.
Amen.
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 None
amen.
Of that dog barking,
Look.
TV loud, nobody cussing, it's discouraging.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Jackie?
I said all the dog barking, the TV loud, and people fussing did not discourage you.
Amen.
Miss Aunt Elizabeth is on the phone. I don't know if she want to say something or she want to sing. They can hear me. Calm down. Shut up. Yeah. Take for Miss Maddie Monroe, please.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Jackie. We appreciate you coming on. She works with senior citizens, and she takes the time to come on Bible Story Land. We thank God for her. Hallelujah, taking time out of her busy schedule. We pray for Miss Maddie this morning. Lord, you touch Miss Maddie's body, Lord God, in the name of that she is a senior citizen. Oh, God, you know what Miss Maddie's going through. We ask you to walk with her and talk with her. Be a lamp and a light to her pathway that she needs, oh, God. And we are grateful that you, the Most High God, oh, God, know Miss Maddie. Oh, God, we are thankful for Jackie, who works with the senior citizens, oh, God. And we ask you to walk with Jackie, talk with her. Oh, God, daily, Lord God, be that light that she needs, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we are thanking you that you are her friend, Lord God. We are thanking you that you are on our side. So, Lord, I thank you. You are walking with Jackie, talking with her, being a lamp and a light to her pathway. Give her strength to deal with each and every person, oh, God. Protect her. Keep that shield around, and you are definitely her refuge, oh, God. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, we have Mother Fanny on with us. She's in her 80s, 84, I believe. We have Mother Ludell on with us this morning as well. She is 98, so we thank God. Mother Fanny's going to sing a song of praise, and after that, we're waiting for Ludell. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I got a little sound in my voice.
All right.
I'm going to do the best I can do.
Amen, amen. We thank God for you. Thank you so much. I thank God for all of you who sang this morning. Mother Ludell, are you on?
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing this morning? We are so grateful. She's 98 years young. Mother Fanny is 80 years young. Thank God for the senior citizens this morning.
Yes.
She lives in Applin, Georgia. Mother Fanny lives in Daytona Beach, Florida. So we thank God.
All right. All right, I'm going to sing. I believe I sang a song while I have a chance.
Amen.
I believe I sing a song while I have a chance. Well, I believe I sing a song while I have a chance. Well, I believe I sing a song. Oh, yes, while I have a chance. Because may not have his share anymore. Believe I pray a prayer. Oh, yeah, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer. Oh, yeah, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I pray a prayer. Oh, yeah, while I have a chance. May not have this share anymore. Believe I'm on a moan. Oh, yeah. While I have a chance. Well, I believe I'm on a moan. Oh, yeah. While I have a chance. Well, I believe I'm on a moan. Oh, yeah. While I have a chance, because may not have a chance anymore. I believe I love you more. Well, while I have a chance, well, I believe I love you more. Oh, yes, while I have a chance, well, believe I love even more, oh yeah, while I have this chance, because may not have this chance anymore. Believe I sing a song, oh yeah, while I have a chance. Well, you know, I believe I sing a song. While I have a chance, you know I believe I'm on a moan. Oh, yeah, while I have a chance, because may not have this chance anymore. I believe I do even better, oh, yes, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I do even better, you know, while I have a chance. Well, I believe I do a little better while I have a chance, because I may not have this chance anymore.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I thank God for you, Mother. I believe I'll sing a song while I have a chance. Yes, indeed. Oh, awesome, awesome. Oh, I thank God for you, Mother Ludell, Mother Anything. Thank you, Lord. We thank God for Jackie Travis. The Lord is walking with her, walking with us. It had not been for the Lord on our side. I thank Pastor Donna Hawkins. I thank Karen Artell for what a friend we have in Jesus. I thank Minister Charlo. This little light of mine, I tell you, I love to praise the Lord. And I thank God that we can praise him together. Well, the word of God is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We love the word of God.
Yes.
Directs our path. It's healing in the word. The word protects us. I thank God for our speaker this morning. Our speaker is from the Georgia area. I forgot the exact city, but he'll tell us. Bishop Michael Patterson. He's a minister over 56 years. He's been in many countries around the world. He served in Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, South Korea, and several other countries. We are so grateful He took time out of his busy schedule to join us this morning. Good morning, Bishop Patterson. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed. I'm blessed indeed. I'm so excited listening to the many voices and the many songs. And those of you who have been so blessed that God has given you such a full life. I listen to the ages being told, and I say, wow, what a blessing, what a journey, what a history. So much that has been learned and so much to tell. Keep on sharing it, my brethren. Keep on sharing the love of God in song and in word. And Sister G, what a delight being with you again today. Thanks for the opportunity for me to continue my work that began in 1961. Actually, it's a 59 years of ministry that has taken me across the world, and I'm grateful to God for that opportunity. And so here we go again. I'm speaking to many, many cities right now, a number of areas and many states, and the love of God is pouring down upon us at the same time. I want to assure you that our Lord is in our midst. You know, the Word of God says, Jesus himself said it, and he is the truth. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst. And you know, it's one of the most powerful words that I have ever heard in my entire journey. The Lord says, it just takes two or three, and I'm there. But it goes further than that. He said to you as an individual, and he says to me as an individual, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Even the Creator God has committed himself unto us, that he says that his presence is always with us at all times. And so we bless the Lord at all times. We don't need 10,000 for it to be real. We don't need 1,000 for it to be real. When you go to a gathering of 1,000 or 500 or 100 or 10,000, the Lord is there. But I want to declare to you, he is no more present anywhere else than he is right now with us. The Lord is always himself, whether he is there with 1,000 or one. And so we have the pleasure of celebrating and glorifying our Lord and having this comfort that he has given to us right now. Anything he gives to anybody, anywhere, any crowd, any mega church, any vast gathering, they get no more than we are getting right now. We have the same presence because worshiping God is not about the crowd. Worshiping God is not about the beauty of the building. Worshiping God is about his presence. His presence. The presence of the Creator. So you could wake up every morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Celebrate. Celebrate. Don't wait until the choir gets going. Don't wait until you get a 500 or 1,000 to say, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost every single second of every day. Why? Because he said so. And my God is not a liar. I want to drill this in over and over again because many people, they wait for the presence of the Lord and the Lord is saying, what are you waiting for? When you're sleeping, I'm over you, watching out for you. When you're in distress, I am there. When you're going through the fire, I'm with you. When you're going through the floods, I'm with you. Look, God has blessed me to have been married to my wife now since 1969, 51 years ago, we got married. And I'm so blessed to have a wonderful wife as he has given me. But you know, I can't give to my wife what God can give to her. There are times I travel. I'm not there with her to take out the garbage. There are times when I travel. There are times when I have to do other things and she's not around. Or there are times when she is doing other things and she can't be right here with me. Only one person gives us that commitment, and we ought to remember it, we ought to emphasize it, we ought to celebrate it, because Satan doesn't want this truth to sink into us. He wants to distract you, he wants to distract me, he wants to distract everybody. So what is going on right now in our world? What is the news? If you turn on an ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, wherever you turn on, you're going to get the headline news. And the headline news is always about some bad thing happening here, some bad thing happening there. It's about a politician. It's about an entertainer. It's about people who have fallen into sin, people who have done bad things. And it gets downright depressing if you keep listening to the news and you're sitting there and you're looking at the television and you're listening to all of the coronavirus and you're listening to all of the wars and rumors of wars and you saturate your mind with all of the negatives. Satan wants you to be caught up in that maelstrom. The devil wants to distract you from the glory of God. But I am here to declare to you something wonderful. My good news is the Lord is present. My news to you is I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. So every day you wake up, headline news, Jesus is beside you. Every day you walk through the day, this is the day the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. Rejoice. Be glad. Be thankful. Don't wait to see or don't wait to see a manifestation. He has given you his word. And he said to you and to me, heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Every jot, every tittle of the word of God will be fulfilled. So we have something to hold on to, not like the politics, not like the entertainers, not like the material things, which the Bible says the world will pass away and the lusts thereof. The Bible says concerning this world, it is a crumbling world. It is a decaying world. Jesus said about the glory of Solomon's temple, see all these things here? Not one stone shall be left upon another that shall not be thrown down. So the glory of all of the kingdoms of this world, whether they be past kingdoms or present kingdoms, mighty boastful men of what they've built and what they've done, it is going to crumble into dust and ashes. And the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So who is the star? Who is the attraction? Who is the mighty Lord? Who is the one deserving of praise? Who is the one deserving of our attention? The one that does it all and will never, ever fail. The one who stands before us, beside us, above us, beneath us, 24/7. Nobody gives you that. Nobody gives you that. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. So today, I want to say, let's put aside all of the news we hear. And I'm not saying we should not be educated and informed as to what is circulating around us so that we will conduct our lives in safety and out of harm's way. That's okay. But there is something bigger going on. There is something mightier going on. And that is the presence of the Lord. And you don't need anyone else for it to be so. Excuse me. You don't need anyone to be with you for it to be so. He is with you all of the time. Cling to him. Celebrate him. So I want to read a passage of scripture that is so wonderfully celebrated through the years. I've heard it as a little child. And we've all heard it. But there's something we need to sometimes remind ourselves of what the word says. The Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Say it out about yourself. Every day you get up, this is the story of our life. This is the story of the commitment of our Creator, the one that made us. He has given us that commitment. There's certain emphases I'd like to place here today in this brief moments that I have. In verse 2, It tells about this Lord who is our shepherd, and to think of him being our shepherd, it means he's looking out for us. He's watching over us. He's looking out for the enemies that will come, and he will defeat every enemy that comes our way. For no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Not our righteousness. We are operating in his righteousness, and we are safe. The Bible says here in verse 2 of Psalm 23, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And then it says, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Look at what he's doing. Everywhere you turn, he is doing something for you and for me. Blessed be God who daily loadeth us with benefits. We need to pay attention. Every day, there is not a moment, there's not a day, but he's loading us with benefits. Problem is, we get distracted and we hear the voice of the enemy. We hear the babble of voices and the newscasts and all of the deception and all of the delusion, all of the lies, all of the anger, all of the vitriol, wars and rumors of wars. And we are intimidated by those things. Not to be, not to be. The one who made it all is in charge. He is still on the throne. And he's saying to you and to me, it's okay. It's okay. Be at peace. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's what he's doing for you. That's what he's doing for me. The enemy doesn't do that. The world doesn't do that for me. But he insists. Jesus insists. My peace I leave with you, not as the world gives. I give you this peace that the world doesn't give, and the world can't take it away. Don't give it up. Don't give up the peace of God. You have it. It's been endowed in all of our lives. So we need to wake up every day and say, I will rejoice. I will celebrate this peace of God, this wonder that God has placed within me, and the devil can't take it away. No one can take it away. They don't have power over God's commitment to us. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Look at that scene. Look at a wonderful scene, the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. It's a beautiful picture again. He's always painting pictures of beauty and wonder. Pay attention. Pay attention to what he's doing. Excuse me. Oftentimes, we pay attention to what Satan is saying. Look at that. Look at that. Rebuke it. And listen to what the Lord is saying. Green pastures. Still waters. He is restoring your soul. We get weary. We get cast down, oh my soul. Trust in God. Lean in him. He is eager to restore your soul. He pays attention to you and to me. He knows what's happening in your life in a way like no one else knows. Look, the thing that has always caused me to celebrate my walk with God is the intimacy that he has with every one of us. It is the power of his knowledge over us. He's paying attention to us more than we even pay attention to ourselves. Like a song says, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. And the word of the Lord says also, he knows the very number of hairs on your head. Now, I haven't come across anybody that knows the amount of grains of hair that is upon their head. I don't know. But the Lord said to me, Michael, I know you so well. I know I got the count of the hairs on your head. How about that? That's how much I'm paying attention to you. You don't have to worry and cry, oh God, listen to me, oh God, help me, Lord God, I'm in big trouble. He knew it before you even got there. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. And before you got to where you are, he saw it. Excuse me. Before your troubles engulfed you, he saw them. And he has made a plan in advance. In advance, he has made a plan for your restoration, for your deliverance, for your wholeness. So we go on. He restores our soul. Then he leaves me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He wants us to go in a path that is right and good for us and good for everyone. So many people are going into pathways that is selfish, not righteousness. They lie. they cheat, they steal, they kill, and they feel that they're smart. They feel they're superior because they can dominate you and lie to you and swindle you. They can do it. And the earth has been filled with this from time immemorial. Wars, rumors of wars, people raiding, people distressing your life, fraudulent exchanges, and they feel they are smart because they have the spoils of an evil deed. That's not being smart, my brethren. They're in danger. They're in danger. They're in danger. But we are safe. We are safe when we walk in righteousness, the righteousness of God, not our righteousness, but the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So the Bible did say here, repetitively, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But look what happens. We always get interrupted. What God is doing is always being interrupted. Just like when God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden, there was an interruption. The interloper, the snake came there, the serpent came and interrupted God's creation and what God was doing and challenged what God said. Everything God is doing that is good for you, there's a challenge coming your way. But not to worry. Focus on what he is saying and let's learn from the lessons of the past how Satan intervenes or interrupts to destroy the works of God in our life. We know what his plans are. Say, stop, Satan. I resist you, Satan. Get away from me as Jesus did with the temptation in the wilderness. We listen only to him. We follow only him. Now, I've got to hasten to conclusion here. And so the Bible wants us to pay attention to that. Don't pay attention with this morbid obsession about what's happening all around the world and what's going on in your family and what's going on in your neighborhood and could be so distressing. I want you to be aware that there's something glorious going on around me and you 24/7. And then the Bible says, the psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Listen, this is what it says. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Whenever we get into those bad places, it is not God's will. It's not God doing that to us. Our choices takes us into bad places. Our decisions create some real serious problems for us, but he doesn't abandon us. When we make bad choices and bad decisions, he is never going to leave us. He is never going to forsake us. So the psalmist knew it, so he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I got myself in that fix. Don't worry. Don't condemn yourself. We are flesh. And all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So such it is with the way of flesh. But let's reach out and take his unchanging hand, the hands of healing, the hands of deliverance, the hands of restoration. Fear not. He is with you all the days of your life. Dwell in his presence, for he is in your presence. Acknowledge it. Thank him this day. He is with you always. I bless you, children of God. I bless you with the blessings of God that he's given to me to release these truths into your minds. Don't listen to others. They'll make you feel everything that is wrong. Satan has got quite an arsenal of lies. You go to church, there are 10 people there, and then Satan tells you this. He'll use others to say, man, there's nothing happening there. You just have 10 people in that church, man. Nothing going on. You come to my church. We got 20,000. It's a liar. Satan is lying. The Lord has already given us his program. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm there in the midst. So you went to church and there's just 10. And you feel that nothing is going on. Get away from your feeling. Take his word. Two or three, he is there. Always know whether you're with 10,000, 1,000, or two people. As long as you're there in his name, his presence is there to work on your behalf. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness and your word, which is true. And I ask of you to minister across these airwaves. Let your quickening be upon all of us. We need you. We need you at all times. And you have committed yourself to us. before we were even born. We are catching up, Lord. Thanks. Thanks for planning us and the wonder of your love bestowed upon us this day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Woo, what a word, what a word. I thank God for that word. Bishop, that was awesome. Yes, it was a familiar passage, but I love the way you brought it forth. The Lord is my shepherd, and he is definitely
right.
our shepherd. So we have to lean on him. I'm like you. I don't even have a TV in my house. I'm like, Lord, I need you, but I need the good news. I get so tired of hearing you tell me, I don't want to hear the negative news. No, because I was in Hurricane Katrina, but God, he was my shepherd.
Hallelujah.
TV, radio, nothing. God, I shouldn't say I didn't have radio. I did have a little portable radio, but we didn't have the news. Telephone cut off, everything cut off. We had to depend upon God. We had to depend. You didn't. You were in trouble. So
yes.
God will lead us. He said, go here, go there. You got to hear God's voice because one day everything going to be shut down. And you got to hear. So I thank God for that message. And I just was thinking about, you know, the songs that he talked about. You know, the Lord is our shepherd. That's a great song. And we got to
yes,
listen
is.
To the news of the gospel. Pick up your Bible. Read your Bible every day. And one song I love is called "The Presence of the Lord is Here." The presence of the Lord is here. So I thank you, Bishop. I don't care where we are. God don't leave us. His presence
right.
is always there. Always. And you know, he encouraged us. He said, you know, the devil gonna try to resist. The devil gonna try to make. Resist. He's going to challenge us. He's going to bring interruptions. But we got to say, Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You are. Even though I walk through the shadow of death, we're not going to fear any evil because God is not going to. Even when we don't know he's there, he's still present with us. Yes, he's with us. So I thank God we got to. During this time, we got to be at peace. Be at peace with our family, be at peace with our neighbors, be at peace in our city. So much is happening, and we got to hear God's voice. Well, you know, I thank God that salvation is given to all of us. God gives us the opportunity to be saved. And if there's anyone who is not saved, I'm going to open up all the lines. Anybody on here who's not saved? Well, it's time to be saved. I'm telling you.
Glory. Yes.
It's not time to be outside of God. It's time to be in him. Right now is the time. I thank God for you. I open up the lines. Is there anyone on here who's not saved? All right. Seems like everyone's saved. Lord, we thank you for saving all of us that's on the line today, Lord God. You are mighty God. We thank you that you gave us a free gift. And we know it's that gift responsibility, oh God. Lord, we cancel every backsliding demon on assignment. We call all the backsliders back right now to God. Come back to God. Backslid. We say, come back. Get off the mud path. It's time to come back. So we thank God right now that, you know, we belong to him. We are keeping our eyes focused on him. And I thank God, you know, he's doing great things in his people. He's doing mighty things for all of us.
Yes.
For all of us. Mighty things. Every day. Load us up with benefits, as Bishop said. You know, every day. I mean, he don't miss a day. He load us up with benefits. And if you open your eyes every morning, that's the benefit. That's one of the benefits right now. Yes. Because many big people right now don't have that benefit. They're gone on. Left the earth realm. But thank God that we are here. Well, I tell you what. The word of God says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we can get a lot accomplished in the earth realm when we are praying. So express Storyland. I unmuted all the lines. We're going to be praying for Pastor Hawkins. Do you have any special requests this morning, Pastor Donna Hawkins?
No, ma'am. Just pray for salvation of the lost.
Amen. Amen.
And Sister D?
Yes.
And Sister D, I must take my leave. There's some things I have to tend to right now. And the phones have been ringing, and so, but I got to give attention to some other items. And I'm with you, and I'm praying for what is going on here. And thanks for the opportunity to come and share in the midst of such wonderful people. I sat back here listening to the songs of the seniors. It's so touching and so moving. And it's a good work you're doing, and it's a great work they're all doing. Keep celebrating the Lord. It's wonderful. Thank you for allowing me to share in such a wonderful place. God bless you, Sister G.
May the Lord bless you and your family and keep you close by his side, and may he continually load you up every day with benefits as he already does.
Thank God for that powerful word.
Be blessed.
Thank you. All right.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Anyone need prayer this morning? State your prayer request.
This is Ludell, and I ask prayer for my nephew, as usual, and my church family and friends that going through with whatever going through the world right now. I pray for them that God will continue to be with them and be there for them.
Amen. 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 All right. Thank you, Mother Lucia. Anyone else? Prayer. Prayer time. Prayer request.
I have a praise.
You have a praise report?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm listening.
Last year, about June, we misplaced our little puppy a little bit, and y'all prayed for that a year ago. We got a call this past Wednesday from an animal shelter in Edinburgh, and they found his microchip, and he is home as of last Thursday.
Hey, man, God is faithful. Hallelujah. He's still answering prayers. Thank you, Karen. All right. Anybody else prayer requests? We're going to be praying in just a moment. Prayer requests. All right. We thank God this morning. Thank God for what he's doing in the earth realm. All right. Gloria Dean. Can you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins, her husband, her children, grandchildren? She's the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, and she's praying for salvation for everybody in the whole world. So can you pray, please, a quick prayer?
Our sister God, pastoring God, and our family, and she has a work to do for you, and she's doing that work, Father. And you know, God, that you carry them further and further and deeper, God, giving them more and more revelation, God, which is so needed because of the Holy Ghost power. Remember, the Holy Ghost power is working with them. And we thank you, Lord, that continue to work with them with your power, God, and that she's praying, Father God, for her family, God, salvation. Father God, I stand in agreement with her, Father God, that her family shall be saved, all the ones that don't know them, know God, still know the Lord. And God, I stand with her in prayer, Father, for the family and for friends and other neighbors and all, different ones that she know, God, and the ones that she prays for. God, we know she has a work to do. We know, God, she needs all the help that you have, and we know, God, that you're giving to her, and you're making her stronger day by day with more revelation knowledge, God, because she needs it. Ask you, God, to continue to bless her. Keep her, God, covered in your blood. Cover her with your blood, Father God, as she continues to pray, God. And we know her prayers are being answered, God. And we thank you, Lord, because she has that trust in you. She has that faith in you. She's got that confidence in you, God. And she knows God is going to be done. And she's praying, Father, because Jesus Christ has already paid the price. And we thank you, Father, for our sister, God. Oh, God, just bless her, make her stronger, God. Oh, take care of her, God. And we thank you for her and her family and all the salvation of all, Father. And we give you glory and praise in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Donna Hawkins, pray for you. Jackie Travis, you know, however the Lord leads you.
Gracious Lord, I bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day. Now, Lord, you know the prayer request. You know what we all stand in need of. But right now, Lord, I'm lifting up the name of my cousin, Jackie Lynn Jackson Travis, Lord. You made her. You know all about her, Lord. Lord, you know that she has a heart for senior citizens. So right now, Lord, I'm asking that you would bless her. I'm asking that you would touch her body. I ask that you heal her body, Lord. To be your holy will, Lord. Lord, I ask that you would keep her from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord, as she continues to serve your senior citizens, Lord. Lord, I'm so thankful for Jackie. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you saved her. I'm so thankful, Lord, that she knows you in the pardoning of her sins, Lord. So continue, Lord, to increase her faith. Continue, Lord, to strengthen her, Lord, in your name. Lord, I ask a special blessing on her daughter, Davida. You know all about Davida, Lord. Lord, I ask that you protect her while she is in Atlanta, Lord. Protect her and keep her in your care. Then, Lord, I ask a special blessing for Gloria Janae Travis, Lord. Jackie's youngest daughter, Lord. Lord, you made her. Lord, you put your word in her, Lord. So, Lord, I'm asking that you continue to show yourself strong in her life, Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving us Ava, Lord. We thank you for Jackie's granddaughter, Ava, Lord. Lord, protect her, Lord. Lord, help us to live the life before her, Lord, so that she would see that there is a reality in serving you, Lord. Lord, I can't thank you enough for all that you have done in Jackie's life. I can't thank you enough, Lord, for the light that she shines in the world, Lord, so that this dark world can see you, Lord. So, Lord, continue to bless Jackie. Continue to bless all of us, Lord. Continue, Lord, to grow us up and mature us and help us to be what you're calling for us to be, Lord. Lord, I do thank you for every day that you've given to us. I thank you, Lord, for all the senior citizens, Lord, you're keeping, Lord, on your battlefield. I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, just bless us and keep us in your care. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all of your benefits. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. Laura Jean, can you pray for Mother Ludell and Mother Fanny? They're senior citizens.
Father God, we thank you, sisters, God. We've been here for a long time, as we all have. And I thank you, Lord, that you continue with them, God, with good strength, good health, Father God, that they'll feel good, and that their prayers, God, that they're believing in you as they pray, Father, because you're the only one that can do anything, Father. You the only one, Father God, that was done like you, God. I mean, thank you, Lord, for keeping them, God. Keep them strong, God. Keep their memory, God. Keep their memory with them, Father. Keep that memory. And we thank you, Father God, as you keep them strong. Keep them from falling, Father God, or not be falling, Father. Keep them strength. God. You put that strength in them, their bodies, their bones, God. Thank you, Lord, for making them strong. And the prayer life, God. Bless the prayer life, God, that they have a prayer life. Thank you for the prayer life. Praying all the time. Praying. Thanking you at the same time, God. Bless all of their families, God. Their families, God. Salvation. Let salvation come within the family. That is needed, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for them, God. Strengthen them. Keep them. Keep that joy there, God. As you keep that joy there, God, I want to give you the joy. Brother, give that joy. God, you give them joy. And and the devil can't take it away. The world can't take it away. And let that joy stay there, because that is their strength. And we thank you for them. Thank you for them, God. Keep them in your stead, Father. And we love you, Father, in Jesus' precious name, my God. And keep them old songs in their heart, God. Let them continue singing those old songs, God. It makes them feel good. Let them do it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Well, thank God this morning that we're able to, you know, come on Bible Story Land. We're yet alive, full of the Spirit of the Lord. I thank God for each of you. I have an announcement. Wednesday, every Wednesday at 1 o'clock our time, Eastern Standard Time, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, we have midweek Bible study. You can call into this same number, 1-619-789-4313, and study the Bible with us. We'll be glad for you to come on with us. So I thank God for putting that in my spirit to have midweek Bible study. So anybody else have any announcements? All right. Well, we thank God for each of you coming on with us this morning. We bless the Lord. Oh, my God. Our souls. Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Jackie. I think Elizabeth is still on the phone, if I'm not mistaken. Elizabeth, are you still there? Hello? Maybe she hung up. Okay. I was just going to pray for her. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Any announcements? All right, well, we bless the Lord today. We thank God for each of you coming on. We thank God for the songs of praise and the word of God that went forth. We ask the Lord to bless each one of you. Father, I just thank you that you are almighty, no God great like you, no God holy like you. You are most powerful, oh God. And, Lord, we are experiencing your power in the earth realm on a daily basis. Oh God, we are grateful that we can call on your name, your holy name, your righteous name, your faithful name. You are so faithful to each one of us, oh God. If it had not been for you on our side, we don't know what we would do. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory. All right, next Saturday, God say the same thing we'll be on. It will be Family Day. Don't forget to call in next Saturday. I love each of you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget, praise the Lord every day, all day. Hallelujah. Let his praises continually be in your mouth. I love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you.